This is the Tim and Jess podcast for Hit 96.1.
Yesterday we were talking about showering because that's a totally normal thing for friends to do.
You asked me, do you use soap in the shower?
And you said no, which is disgusting.
I don't have a bar of soap. I have body wash.
Body wash.
I use a coconut body wash. It's an exfoliating body wash.
Yes, but the body, it's kind of like, that's the wax you put on your car, but you need to clean the car before you wax it. The soap is the cleaning aspect. The body wash is like the polishing aspect of it.
You can't
body wash if you haven't soaped. There's no point.
Moisturizer is the wax.
No, moisturizer is like decals or like a new paint job. That's now you're getting fancy. It goes soap first, always soap. You don't always have to use body wash. Mm. That's if you're being a fancy Nancy. Soap first, then body wash, and if only, then moisturizer.
But the body wash has the soap in it.
It doesn't.
I just don't like the feeling of the bar. It never feels clean. And like, especially if you've got more than one person in the house.
Soap, we haven't lived with anyone in 2 years.
Shut up.
So I don't know what you're complaining about. Soap can't be dirty. Because it's soap. It is a physical clean
object.
Yeah,
but you're putting it on your body and then someone else is putting it on their body.
Again, you don't live with anyone. But for those people that share, I've always shared soap. No, I think that you can't use body wash unless you've used soap.
I provide soap for my guests. But
all right, Paris Hilton.
Body wash is what I use because I just feel like it cleans me better.
Is there a warm towel and a chocolate on the pillow when your friends come over?
Yeah. 13, 12, 16.
Yes.
Limestone Coast, help me out here. Body wash versus soap.
Do you need... No, it should be, do you need soap for body wash? Do you need soap for body wash? Things are heating up in the studio because we should really be sudsing up in the studio because, Jess, as we were just talking about before, you don't use soap before body wash. You just use body wash because by itself, and that is categorically not okay.
On its own, it's a soap. They sell it as a cleaning product for your body.
You need soap is the first layer, so you go soap, 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 wash the soap off. Then, I'm feeling a bit fancy, body wash. Make me smell good.
Well, we had to take it to the Limestone Coast because we weren't getting anywhere in here.
Exactly.
13-16, we've got Billy. Billy, what do you reckon?
Well, to be honest, I actually use both.
Both, see? Bang, that's what I do. But soap first,
why?
Then body wash.
You may as well soap up twice.
But I don't know, it's just better, I reckon.
Exactly. See, it's kind of like shampoo and conditioner. You don't just put conditioner in. You use shampoo first, then conditioner.
Yeah, exactly. I use both of them too.
Yep. Bang.
I mean, yeah, uses of course both of you use both of them too, yeah. Billy.
But see, like, I don't necessarily use conditioner that often because I've got the shampoo, which is a structure, which I know is the most important thing. Like, sometimes I don't use body wash because I just use the soap, like my boy Billy. Billy, we've got a Subway voucher for you, mate. You're a legend.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Have a good one, eh?
We've also got Doug on 13, 12, 16. Doug, do you need body wash if you're going to have soap?
I'll be honest, I side with Jess on this one, mate.
Come on, Doug. Finally,
so what,
someone
think,
with brains.
So you don't use soap, you just go straight to the body wash?
I haven't used a bar of soap probably a good 4 or 5 years.
Now, why did you make the change to body wash?
As girly as it's going to sound, I honestly reckon the body wash just leaves you feeling a lot cleaner and a lot smoother.
Yeah, because it's...
And they've got fun scents.
That is the icing on the cake. The soap is the cake mixture and the solid cake. The icing, obviously the icing is what everyone loves, but you still need that foundation, Dougie.
Doug, what flavour do you go?
Lynx Africa.
Yeah, Doug, that's, of course, that makes sense. Thanks for your call, Doug. We've got a Subway voucher for you, mate.
I don't have to invest in some Lynx Africa.
No, trust me. It's not like the ads. Women don't come running through glass windows to get here. Trust me, I know.
Come on, come and get it. Tim and Jess, 6 a.m. weekdays on Hit 96.1. And always on Facebook.com/Hit 96.1.